Praise God. You're going to have to be fully prepared for what I preach this morning. You have to be ready for change. You know, Christ is progressive. The Holy Spirit is progressive. And I want to mention, our chief of police wife is a member of this church. Yeah, yeah. Proud that the things of God is progressive. There's no stagnation in the kingdom. In the spirit world, we're always moving. Listen, you're up for promotion this morning. Every person here, you're up for promotion. If you listen, you're up for promotion in your personal life, your home, your family, everything you do. You're up for promotion this morning. Promotion starts today. You're going to have to listen. You're going to have to fill the gaps when I pause until I connect with the next link while I'm preaching. I never said that before. You're going to have to fill a gap. If I pause, don't look like I know what I'm doing, just fill a gap. Because I'm trying to catch something that's going to have to be turned loose that you may not have ever heard before in your life. You who are here, you will lead the pack in the spirit world. Many will have to come to you for direction. The things that you will see, the things that you will hear this morning, will change you forever. Your little problem will die while you look at them this morning. Everything you're dealing with that is a problem will die in your presence this morning. The places you've been trying to go will come to you this morning. In this house, all perversion will be converted. The Lord said, tell you have a sense of nowness. It happened now. Come into grip with a sense of nowness. Don't have to wait no more. Everything you need will happen now. I'm thankful, me. I'm thankful to be here. I sense the Spirit of God. I'm going to let him sing a little more and I'm going to come back and we're going to start. But I need you to fill in the gap because I'm going to minister this morning very cautiously, because I'm going to deal with centuries and centuries and centuries of things, missing things that have been in the body of Christ. And you're going to hear your word. You're going to build new courage, new energy, new frequencies going to begin to roll through you. You're going to make connections that you've been trying to make for a long time in life. Let me say this. I'll get you ready. All limitation in your life will come upon the subpoena of what is rightfully yours this morning. I don't have what I'm trying to describe it to you. What's about to happen to you? I'm about to take you through your born-again experiences, your spirit-filled experience, your church membership, your worship, your praise, your prayer to another level. Very systematically, I'm going to have to preach today so we can be on key for what the Lord is saying. Now, you who are writing, both here and around the world, I'm dealing with the I am-ness of the believer. The I am-ness. We've been dealing with I am for quite some time. But this morning, I think we hit a pivotal point, a peak, a mountaintop. Scriptures, we'll outlay some scriptures in a few moments that will prove what the Lord is saying to us today. But I want you to write this down. I am an ambassador. I received Shirley, good to see you. I am an ambassador of Christ with kingdom assignment. I am an ambassador, A-M-B-A-S-S-A-D-O-R, of Christ, because it's a new word to you. You read it, but it's a new word to you. You're going to have new meaning. With a kingdom assignment. Now, let me say this to you. I'm a spirit-filled ambassador of the kingdom of God. Now you got I am to deal with, spirit-filled to deal with, ambassador to deal with, kingdom of God to deal with. All of these are mighty statements in the spirit to reveal to you who you are. I'm not trying to be somebody, I am. And then I'm spirit-filled. Now the word ambassador carry along with it the ideal of governmental ruling. Spiritual governmental rulers. Anything happen on earth, you in charge. If you know who you are in the kingdom. So therefore, this is why I say to you, the born again experience, being a disciple, church membership, the church, worshipers of God, communion partakers, take time to pray and praise aspect. Heaven. We talk about heaven. We're all going to heaven. We talked about mention that God had prepared for us. But all of these led to kingdom citizenship. Ruling by governmental authority on earth. So what I'm saying that you can have a born-again experience, you can be filled with the Spirit, you can do praise and worship, prayer, talk about going to heaven, talk about your mansion. All of that should be in your kingdom citizenship. You're not the rule in heaven. You are designed by God as his representative. Everything out of hand now, we let it get out of hand. Playing church. If we had been walking in our dimension as we should, when we speak, all this mess stop. But we got to get our currents flowing a little higher. They have not been flowing because we've been churching. See, the church is in the kingdom. The born again experience is in the kingdom. Being filled with the Holy Ghost means you're a kingdom citizen. All this week, we'll be dealing with it. But I want you to understand, I'm a spirit-filled ambassador of the kingdom of God. You need to grasp this. You need to know that everywhere you go, an embassy is built. You need to come and go see now to understand yourself as a spiritual diplomat representing another country. You who are here, you will subpoena restoration and revival in the body of Christ all over the world. From this day forward, when you make or receive a phone call, the person on the other end going to know they're talking to an ambassador. Jesus came to do one thing. We missed it. Restore the kingdom. He began his ministry. His mission message was the kingdom. And he concluded when he was about to go out 40 days. He taught the disciples about two things. Things pertaining to the kingdom and the power of the Holy Ghost. Paul closed his ministry with kingdom instruction. I will show you in the scripture clearly why you have not had the power that you should have. We hit a ceiling and we stopped this morning. The Holy Ghost will take the ceiling off your life. And you can keep flying higher and higher. Going places that God wants you to go. And do business for Him. Are you listening? Said, I am an ambassador. I'm a spirit-filled ambassador. Of the kingdom of God. Now, let me seal you. I got to seal you because some of y'all are going to let it leak if I don't seal you. These seals are divine inspiration for every message I preach. They come directly from God. Sometimes I write them in 60 seconds. My secretary is a witness. My wife is a witness. I just write them as God give them to me. Let's do this first one because I want to get you ready. Then I'm going to read the scripture. Then I'm going to give you a few points. Through the grace of ambassadorship, my life now takes on a new dimension of authority. All undefined situations become clear and be dealt with speedily. As I rise in knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and discernment, great things are about to happen in my life, my family life, and in all the grand assignment that God has given me the privilege to carry out on His behalf through Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost, setting everything in kingdom order. Lift your hand and praise God. This is what's about to happen to you. You have to go back over it. You know, I don't have time to go over a whole lot, but I want to give you that. Secondly, being wrapped and being divinely influenced by this kingdomship ambassador anointing is about to change everything around me into being a favor of God receiver and a favor of God releaser. This kingdom assignment. Anoint me with the pleasure of representing the Father's will on earth, that all men have the opportunity to be blessed unlimited. Number three seal. It is seven. Greater power is blowing in my life because I know now to expect and yield to a greater calling on my life, to the world of men, and to help others to see this larger picture of themselves, which was mine and theirs all the time. Now, these are the things that the scripture going to address as I begin to minister to you this morning about this spirit-filled, being a spirit-filled ambassador. Let's stand while you stand. Let's just read the scripture here. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 is dealing with a great aspect of the arm of God. But then it dealt with prayer is part of the arm of God, praying. But then in this 20th verse, Ephesians 6:20. What I say? For which I am and what? In bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So it seemed like an ambassador have something to say. That nobody else on the face of the earth can say it like the ambassador. Now every person on the side of my voice in the family of God, you're born again, this ambassadorship is yours. We are not no good if we don't know how to speak boldly about what is right and have divine power backing us up. Kingdom power. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Then I'll let you sit and we'll begin to take notes. Second Corinthians. Jesus Christ. Second Corinthians 5:20. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Now the kingdom of God and righteousness go along with this. Righteousness is your position, all right? The position you're in the kingdom. You may be seated. I'll begin to give you notes from that point of view. If you don't understand the kingdom of God and how it operates, it is like being an ambassador with no power. See, you're just a Christian. What? You're just a church member. You see, being an ambassador means rule, reign, govern. You have authority. Being a Christian, you're not going to do that. You stop too early. You got to recognize that you are a kingdom citizen. Wherever you are, you represent God. Power. Authority. Who? You look like you don't know what I'm talking about. Turn to 1 Chronicles 29. Let me help you. You better recognize who you are. See, in ambassadorship, you become God. You're his voice. You say it, God will make it good. Let's kill all your problem right now. The reason you have all those problems is you're not walking in your full citizenship. You're praying and worshiping, but you're not an ambassador. You don't recognize the power of your words. You can shut down hell and earth with just one sentence. That's how powerful you are. We're too busy taking emotional cruise, skipping and hopping and jumping and laughing and playing. No, it's a serious moment in the world today. We need people on every corner who know who they are. Now, be honest, politicians have shown you they can't do it. Science, universities, education, can't do it. Why? They're not ambassadors. You're not going to stop all this mess because Jesus said it would be coming. For those who don't respect him, he take his hand back. And all Satan is waiting, all hell break out when Jesus take his hand back. I don't pray about all the trouble in the world. Some things I don't even pray about. I say, yeah, that sure happened. Okay. Can't waste a few. If you're not going to listen to God, I'm not wasting no fuel on you. Somebody God invited right here. Say, Bishop say he wants you at a certain meeting. They got an increase meeting going on. They want you to speak Thursday night. No, they don't. Tell Bishop speak himself. I don't know him. We have no fellowship. He ain't bought none of my CD. I have time to be preaching for him. He don't recognize who I am. I go there, he might think I'm the janitor. Go ahead and fill in the gap. I told you to fill in the gap when I call. Because I'm determined to be a Holy Ghost preacher here this week. Most of my members have never seen my gift in full measure. It's when you salah, when you pause, when you be still, you know he's God. This will not be a week of entertainment.
No.
The glory will fall like a flood.
Yes, sir.
And you will be able to float around in your deliverance. Not dead either. The tides of the whole world will change this week. Powerful, isn't it? Powerful statement, isn't it? That's how powerful kingdom citizenship is. If you rightly divide the word and know what you're supposed to be doing and do it, you can change the whole tide.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When I read this, the case will be settled. You have to know who he is and who you are for the selling the case. Ha ha. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, I want you to get a glimpse of who you are. It says in the 10th verse, wherefore David blessed the Lord. That's where it started. Before all the congregation, I bless the Lord right now. Come on, lift your hand. Let's bless the Lord so we can get into this thing, man. I said, let's bless the Lord so we can really get into this thing. Ain't no time. Let's bless the Lord. Lord, we want to know about who we are. I'm ready to move to a higher dimension. How many of y'all ready to go? How many of y'all know there's more? Huh? How many of y'all know there's more than what I'm having? Talk to me. Talk to me. How many of y'all know God can do more with you? How many of y'all know God can do more for you? How many of y'all ready for it? Alright then, so it's gonna be a little change. It ain't gonna be a normal, it's not a normal preaching, you understand? We gotta go in here now and receive what is rightful ours. Everybody say, bless the Lord, all my soul. All that within me. Bless his holy name. Alright, let's sit down and read this scripture. Watch what happened. Verse 11. Now I want you to underline every one of those words. You know when you get to it. I'll call them out to you. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Underline greatness. Greatness. What 1 John 4:4 say? Huh? His full greatness cannot manifest unless you understand that you're an ambassador. Yes, sir. Wow. What I said? His greatness can go so high with you just being a Christian. His greatness can go so high with you just being born again. The church does not have as much power as she's supposed to have unless she recognizes that she's in the kingdom. Yes, sir. What's so significant about being in the kingdom? Government, authority, sovereignty, power, huh? And the kingdom is the finality, a final aspect of doing things God's way. I'll read another scripture to you. I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to read another scripture to you. It'll show it to you. Why the church is, and I talk about cheese preachers. They won't go get a scripture, but they won't welfare. Cause they can't really point their finger in the president or the governor or the mayor's face and say, thus said the Lord, and walk out the office and don't want nothing. Accolades. Invited to a banquet. I don't need no banquet. I make my own banquet. When you got money, you can make your own banquet. They don't let the real prophets in the office. They receive a contaminated message. They need a holy man, a holy woman of God to tell them what the Lord's saying. You go ahead and say this. I know some people are going to like it. I just got to be rich. Come on, say it. See, when you got your money, you ain't going to be messing around with these folk looking for something. You can't be an ambassador standing in the soup line. You have to be cheeky. People out of state don't know what that word means. Cheeky means I don't care how you feel. This is how it's going to go. And this is what the Lord said. Some of my members don't even like me to talk like this. Because I'm cheeky. You listen to me, you won't have so many problems. Look who we represent here. How much power do God have? Now I want you to see him here. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power, underlined power, and the glory, underlined glory, and the victory, underlined victory, and the majesty, underlined majesty. Watch what he says now. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. And I represent you. So if all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine, and I represent you, it's mine also. You have put me over it as a watchman. Watchman, all watchmen, what out the night? Watchman for to say the morning coming. The watchman said, I'm about to bring daybreak to this darkness. The whole world is confused now. And they're talking about it, you know, they got all these specialists talking about what, and terrorists, drivers and all these people talking about it. No, they need a prophet. They need a man, a woman of God who know how to speak a word from heaven. Sheriff Wallace, Chief Sherman, better be glad that I live around here. Better be glad this church here. That's the way ambassadors talk. Bastards can't talk like that. Decide what you want to be, an ambassador or a bastard. Decide what you want to be. Huh? I don't like this, Pastor. I don't care. I'm trying to get you somewhere. You're a spirit-filled ambassador. You are here to represent God. When you speak, your words should be solid. Just like God's word don't return to him void, your word should not return to you void, because you're the voice of God in the earth realm. You're the voice of Jesus. You're the voice of the Holy Ghost. You're the voice of heaven. You're the voice of the kingdom. Don't be nobody else. Don't be regular. Don't sit around and think you can't do nothing about this. You got the power. This is your hour. The only one can change this thing is kingdom citizenship. Demons don't respect university. Demons don't respect science. Demons don't respect psychology. But when a kingdom citizen stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood, I call this thing to a halt. Somebody have created an embassy in this hall. There's a woman walking down this hall who know who she is, and she have spoken words. Everything got to change in this house. Well, body of Christ, you need to know who you are. Didn't he tell you? Watch this. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. See, stop thinking about that negative. You let Satan personalize that on you. No. God was telling you, you can speak death and you can speak life to a situation. You can stop death. See, Satan trying to turn that voice into us. Watch what you say, because you get yourself killed. No, that's not exactly what that voice is saying. That voice is telling you how much authority you have. I walk on my porch. I live in Gonzales. I said, no, this mess can't come here. How much authority do we have if we take our rightful place in the kingdom? He said, what do you say here? Look at the 29th verse, say it again. Huh? Oh, thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Go represent me. And the power, go represent me. If you represent me, I'll give you that greatness. I'll give you that power to back you up. And the glory, I'll send the glory with you too. And the victory, I'll send victory to you. First place I'm going to do it is in your life. So people be willing to listen at you. Because you can't be speaking to people, what you're living is louder than what you're saying. You're living defeat and trying to speak victory. That don't work. If it ain't working for you, how you think I'm going to believe you're going to work? Oh, my. You ready to shout? Everything changed in your house today. Four days ago, I had an experience with God. I said to my wife and my children, I said to my wife, you don't have to worry about nothing anymore. Everything's going to be a whole lot better here. And it's already good, but it's going to be a whole lot better. It'll be a whole lot better. Anything come in my family, I want a meeting. I minister to my family. No, we're not going to have this. You can do this, but we're not going to have this. Y'all understand? Yes, then after we depart, I call them one by one. I say, you okay? I don't know if they got it. Any misery my wife may have had, she will not have it no more. God ministers to me. Know who you are. These little trouble things, leave them alone. Most of y'all in trouble because of trivial thing, little small thing. God victory belong to me. God power belong to me. God put his majesty on me. I'm a spokesman. Now I tell you right now, this will upset you or get you right. You're not from here. You're from heaven. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The breath that God breathed in you wasn't here. You're only here physically. But you're not from here. You were sent here to rule. Have dominion over everything. Adam lost it. Jesus brought it back. You a king? You own everything? You in charge? What? Oh, Reverend, it don't look like I'm in charge. Well, listen to me. I'm trying to put you in charge. There's some things you're not doing. You got to go beyond being born again, filled with the Spirit, church member, Christian, huh? Praying and praise and worship. All that's right. But you got to step into your citizenship. What am I here, really here for? I'm not here just to get married. Buy a house and two cars. I'm not just here for that. I'm here to move mountains. I'm here to stop death. Quit messing around with your citizenship. With these little old small things. What you trying to build? Come on, sir. I go ahead of myself. All the week long I'm going to be drunk. I go ahead of myself. I've been drinking anyway. I'll go ahead of myself. I'm going to tell you right now. We've been working from the wrong end. What? We've been working from the wrong end of Matthew 6:33. We've been trying to add, and it's sad, of what God really wants you to have. But he got to get you on the other end. Represent me and watch what I do. Represent me and don't ask me for no more than one thing. Understand that. Look out, John. Ask me for what Solomon did. Did Solomon ask for a car?
No.
House?
No.
What he got?
Wisdom.
What else he got? Wrong end. You're on the add end. It should be added unto you. You got to go back to the front end. The last end, take care of itself. So we're on the take care of itself end, and God's hand is tied. Lord, could you help me get this house? I hear a voice saying, the house already belonged to you. Seek my kingdom. Seek the position of righteousness that I've put you in, that you can function in my kingdom without flaws. Oh, you want a regular sermon? I see. Wrong church. You don't feel his power? We put it out to 110. We plugged into 220. Higher voltage in the spirit. We need. I am an spirit-filled ambassador. When I talk, heaven back me up. Miracles, signs, and wonders come at attention when I talk. Victory, power, majesty, glory begin to move when I talk. I'm not from here. I'm not from Gladys and Tom. I came from heaven. I'm a spirit. I come to set the record straight that God is God all by himself. That Jesus is Lord. The Holy Spirit is in charge. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I am. I'm not trying to be. I am a spiritual ambassador, spirit-filled ambassador in the kingdom. Prove it to you. Watch. Next verse. Oh, I wasn't able to go over here, but listen. This is what he said. Verse 12. First Chronicle. 29. Verse 12.
Yes, sir.
What? Come of thee? Watch this now. This way you say. And thou what?
Reign.
Over how much?
Oh.
Don't look like it. Five police killed, seven shot, man killed wrongly, seemed to me. Shot while he was on the ground. Seemed wrongly to me. Unless they got some more proof I didn't see. Both riches down to come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might. And in thy hand Woo, good God Almighty. It is to make great and to give strength unto all. Then he said, I'm going to take you to another verse in a few minutes. Then he said, now therefore, our God, we thank thee. Pray, pray and pray. Come on, give him the prayer and praise thy glorious name. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Then I'll give you some points. We'll go home. Isaiah 9, 6. You need to know what's going on here. Watch this now. Everything that is said about God is talking about you. Every ounce of power that God had through Jesus Christ, he gave it to you. Glory. 99.9% of your problem just died. You will never flunk the victory test again. You will have challenges. You will have situations. You will have circumstances. Just don't flunk the test. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Let him give you words. Let him give you strategy. Let him give you direction. I said, let the Holy Ghost. Woo! I'm guided by the Holy Ghost. I'm led by the Holy Ghost. I'm fed by the Holy Ghost. What? Government. Ruling. Sovereignty. Reigning. Authority. Will not come until you step into your kingdom citizenship and know who you are. It will not come by being a Christian. It will not come by being a church member. What?
That's right.
It will not come because you're born again. It will not come because you pray in tongues.
That's right.
Two things taking place. Oh my goodness. Graduation and evacuation. Everything about to evacuate out your life. When they know who you are. And they should have never let you heard this message. But all the power and all the glory and all the victory and all the authority that belong to you as you stand as an ambassador filled with the Holy Ghost. Rule in the midst of your enemy. And I heard in the spirit from this day forward, instead of you carrying a stick, you're going to carry a scepter. You know what a scepter is? It's the rod of power. If you really understand this, when you wave your hand, something's going to be displaced. We got so much authority that we haven't heard about. I'm a spirit-filled ambassador in the kingdom of God. I have a scepter. I have the scepter of Christ in my hand. When the king raised that scepter, what happened? Everything shut down, right? Yeah. That's what I said to New Orleans. You don't know who I am. You don't know where I came from. I found out, man told me, one of my members, I didn't know it, when Creflo and I were down there, had a bunch of basically white folk marching, telling the people, don't go in there. Oh, you broke black fool. You better come on up in here and I'll tell you something. Don't let nobody hold you out because they're white. I should have cussed. I said the best I could. You think I said broke black fool? I should have said something else. Isaiah. I'm going to close in a minute. You in a hurry for me to close? If you are, just go and get in your car and go on to your house, because I ain't got no time for this foolishness. I'm preaching solid gospel here. You have not been here before. This is apostolic. You haven't been here. You heard it, glimpse of it. But today the Lord pointed on you. Your spirit is catching on to power that you've never seen before. Why you get so excited when you start talking about heaven? Because you want some of this mess to leave you alone. Well, I'm preaching heaven to you right now. If you start walking as an ambassador, you ain't in no hurry to talk about going to heaven, because you're going, days of heaven going to be on earth. It's not earth to heaven. It's heaven to earth. God has you down here to rehearse what he did. Listen, you listening? And revise what he didn't do. Point at the person next to him and tell him, you got the power. You're rehearsing and revising. People can be in a room when you walk in a chain. What? You know your rights. You know who you are. You know who you represent. Marion got in trouble because she didn't know who Moses, her brother, was. Know them that labor among you. When a strong, spirit-filled woman walk in the room, got a clean moral life, you better know she ain't there. And you better respect her. She got heaven, hell, and earth in her hand. Wow! Everybody around you come out of pen today. In your home, anybody sleep close to you?
Come on, sir.
Anybody eat from your table? Anybody come in your house? Anybody put their hand on your car? Everything changed today. You understand me, Jerry? I feel the power. You feel the power? I feel like I'm not who I was. Because I'm preaching to Leroy too. Hell!
Glory! Glory!
I'll tell you this, then I'm going to get back. I got to read this script for these. But there'll be no more cornflakes in your life. Fake people. Fake people. Fake people. Now I tell you how bold you got to be. See, we sometimes can't do this. When a fake person come to your door, don't let them in. Step out. Shut the door. How you doing? Right now, me and my family, I receive. Turn it over, baby. Right now, you know why? All right, this on man's side. In God we trust. You got it. You got to keep. Yes, sir. I receive. You got to keep them fake people out your house.
Uh-huh. Yep, yep.
Woman talking to you, looking at your husband.
I thought you
were talking to me.
Come on, sir.
Slap the heifer. Bam! I thought you were talking to me.
Come on, sir.
I'll help you. Slap her. I don't went too much trouble to get this man. You come here looking at my man. I don't went through to get this man. You talking to me, you looking at my husband? I watch men when they talk to me. If they look at my wife, the conversation over. I had a son one time look at my wife too long. In the spirit, I said, well, what are you doing? I watched him from that day forward. Right.
I'm in agreement. Glory!
You talking to me? Look at me. That right? Now, good woman, if you talking to a man. And you keep looking at her, she'll walk off. Now what the brothers are going to do? I'm doing, what am I doing here? Oh, I'm dealing with it. Good to have a good son backing you up, you know. Isaiah 9:6. I didn't get 4. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the what? Shall be upon what? His name shall be called what?
Wonderful.
That's you? I represent him. One of the fruit of the Spirit is what? Peace. Notice verse 7 now. Of the increase of his government, and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David. Watch what he said next. And upon his what?
Kingdom.
To what? How you ordered now? Oh, thank you. Who said that? Through us. See, you don't want to say it. You don't see it. We are designed and empowered to bring kingdom order everywhere we go, everywhere we live. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How? How? Through ambassador.
Yes, sir.
Thine is the kingdom. Watch this. The power and the glory. How? Through kingdom citizens. We too busy. She don't like me. So what? I like myself. She don't love me. So what? I love myself. Jesus told me love myself. I don't look like her. What the hell? I don't need to look like her. God made me special. She's skinny. Look at me. What? So what? God ain't told you skinny people gonna run the world. Y'all get tied up on his mission. Yeah, you should take care of yourself, don't get me wrong. But because some of them by the same token, some of them built on a different frame. What a small number is. How do you call them the number? Them little number. But think, no, I want a number. They got some numbers they call. No, not zero. 14. Four. You know the number, the fit number, them little small women. What do you call them number? Everybody trying to get there. Y'all, some of y'all know it. Y'all just don't want to tell me. I ain't got much time to mess around with y'all. You know, give me a size. Petite, I know petite, but give me a size. Huh? 36, 24. That's too big. What? Give me another number. What? Give it to me again. Huh? Give it to me. Size 6. Everybody ain't gonna be no size 6. You worrying yourself, starving yourself to death, trying to be a size 6. You ain't gonna never be no size 6. Wanna make you laugh? I know a lady lost 110 pounds. Her husband left her. He said, I want a big woman. It was a dead cat on the line somewhere, I understand, but this is stupid, isn't it? I'm Floyd now. I need to go. Don't care what size you is, God got somebody want you. I'm helping somebody. Hey! What can you find a preacher like this? Hey! Middle of summer, start talking about sizes. My man of God said, I don't have to be a 6. If you don't want me, somebody want me. Let me get back to my sermon. All right, let me give you a few more points, then we're going to go home. Proverbs 13:17 says, but a faithful ambassador is help. Except, listen to me now for a few minutes, except you have a kingdom concept and know what the kingdom means and know what the kingdom assignment is, you will never come into alignment with the understanding of being an ambassador for Christ. Listen. Oh my God, listen to this. The reason the body of Christ is not functioning in this realm of authority is because the concept of the kingdom has not been understood. I'm almost through. Once you understand the concept of the kingdom is dominion. Now let me tell you that Hebrew word. Kingdom and dominion mean the same thing. Whoa. Once you understand the concept of the kingdom is dominion and rulership on earth on behalf of heaven. Get this down. I want you to get this down. My God, look, it's on the board. Get that down. It's powerful. I want you to meditate that. I want you to meditate that. Listen to what he said. Once you understand the concept of the kingdom is dominion and rulership on earth on behalf of heaven, every police will stop killing people unright. In that city, you have one man or one woman know what to do. Only kingdom citizen can rule the spirit world. We didn't come here to get a car. Or the $3,000 we need. We come here to meet a king. Who is the ruler of everything. That's the car and the $3,000 too. Get the king and you got everything. Hallelujah. My assignment is stronger than just quit sinning. When I get in my right place, sin will have no dominion over me. We're so busy trying to stop sinning. Oh, watch the sin. Watch the sin. Watch what you do here. Watch. No. You got to get to the position, you listening?
Yes, sir.
That sin got to watch you. Why I talk to my children, talk about the church, like I do. I'm breaking something out of their life. He didn't have to tell that girl that. He didn't have to tell that boy that. He could have told the prophet. No, I didn't. Watch out, Marion. She ended up with leprosy. Moses was the only one to get it off her. Don't have me come into your house and get something off of you. Is this a threat? No, this is a reality. I'm trying to protect you even saying that. Let God deal with me. You know, if he wanted you up here, you would have been the founder of this ministry. You would have been the preacher who's up on the roof at the old church working with the men. You'd have been a preacher and a janitor. You come in the mix and don't know how it happened. Watch me, Gloria. Watch me. She know where we came from. Gwen. You come here. God sent you here to learn. And all of a sudden you take over. What? If you're going to talk to the people I deal with, when the fear of the Lord came on them, it started changing things around in them. Some things are not working in their life, it began to work. The worst thing you can have as a kingdom citizen is a scary preacher.
That's right.
Who won't tell you what thus saith the Lord.
That's right.
Everybody better off here this morning. How many of y'all got more power now? Better understanding. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. You got that? I want you to get that down. Reading the body of Christ. What it was? No. Once you understand the concept of the kingdom, is dominion and rulership on earth on behalf of heaven. Then and only then are you able to step in your role as an ambassador for Christ. Listen to this. The mandate of the Creator for mankind was rulership and dominion on his behalf. Dominion in Hebrews mean kingdom, or sovereign rule, or government. The first commandment, a first command given to man by God was to establish a government on earth, watch out, to destroy chaos and to maintain order. Kingdom government is God's solution to disorder. We need this right now, don't we? You watch the news in it? Yeah, we need this now. We the only one can stop this. There's no legal law can stop this. There's no gun can stop this. You need a Holy Ghost man or woman in their prayer closet, talking in the invisible realm. You basically, you listening, can leave your door unlocked in Gonzales. Every now and then you got one thief or slip through, but basically, I've been there 27 years. Nobody never stole nothing. Leave bikes out in the yard and everything. When my son moved from New Orleans, he left a door open one time, told my son, said, man, he said, don't worry about it. He said, what? He came out of Ninth Ward. You can't leave the knob on the door. Let me read it to you again, because you're going to have to stop it. If this stuff going to be stopped, you're going to have to stop it. I say if this stuff is all over the nation now, it's getting worse and worse. I thank God for protesters, but they're not going to stop it. They got a right to protest. All life matter. I really feel like I'm in charge right now. How you feel? How you feel? Beyond being born again. Beyond being spirit-filled. Beyond taking communion. Thank God we can take communion. We won't take it in a few minutes. Beyond that, though. Beyond that. Beyond being baptized with water. Beyond being baptized in the Holy Ghost. All of these was leading up to something. To dominion. Rulership. Represent. God on earth, in power, in authority, in victory, in his majesty, in his glory. Glory means God heavyweight. When glory come in the room, you know it's in there. Somebody here beside a police. Somebody here beside a mayor. Somebody here beside a governor. Somebody in here beside a president. Somebody in here got more power than all of them. Woo! See, you don't see yourself like that. I'm trying to preach you so that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I'm trying to preach you into your ambassadorship. When I walk in a restaurant, the whole place become blessed. He said, you say, who he think he is? Too late. I'm just trying to tell you who you are. Don't think for me, too late. I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know it's not because of my goodness, but it's because of his grace. But I take it. I take it with my weakness and infirmities. I take it. He gave it to me. It's not by might. No. By power. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Have, children, I got to close. Have conviction when you leave this place today that everything is all right. Have conviction the thing that's not right, you're going to reverse it. The thing that's not right, you're going to curse it. I'm a blesser. I'm blessing the city. I'm blessing the field. I'm a blessing everywhere I go. Your problem, let me minister to you. The problem you're dealing with is not that bad. You just focus on it too much. I'm going to ask you for 25 minutes to turn your head from your problem. And turn your head toward him. When you come back, the problem won't be there. So what if everything in your body is not working right? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't be afraid of sickness and disease. Don't be afraid of any attack on your finances. Stand still and know I'm God. I'm working on it. Woo! When you can't see nothing. I'm working on it when you can't feel nothing. I'm working on it when you can't say nothing. I got you. One of the most blessed statements the Lord gave me. I don't know if it was through somebody else, but I would give it to you today. If you paid attention to what I'm saying today on behalf of the kingdom of God, you will not go down for one split second. Everything that is against you is temporary. Everything that is for you is permanent. There is, listen to me, I heard it from the Spirit. There's a new tabernacle being built for you right now. All this ease must leave you now. Your joy coming back. I say I'm taking my joy back. I said I'm taking my joy back. Right now. I don't care what's going on around me. I'm taking my joy back. Because the kingdom of God is not righteous, it's not meat. But it's righteousness. Peace. Joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm taking my joy back. Help. Tell somebody you're taking it back. Act like you're taking it back then. I'm taking my joy back. I am a spirit-filled ambassador of Christ, of the kingdom. I have rulership authority. I have dominion given to me from heaven. I'm in charge. Hallelujah. Say it. Step back, devil. I'm coming through right now. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Do it. Dwell it in me. I've decided to use the power from the inside. Take care of everything on the outside. I will not go down another moment in my life. I'm in charge in the name of Jesus. Hey. I got to close, Jenny. I got 6 or 7 more time to preach this week. I got to close. But I see the glory. You've been introduced, and the rest of the week, I'll be billing. Jesus, in the opening of this ministry, preached the gospel of the kingdom. In the close of this ministry, he met with the disciples for 40 days. What he taught them? Things what? Pertaining to what? The kingdom. He taught them 2 things. Things pertaining to the kingdom and power. Kingdom and Holy Ghost. Kingdom and Holy Ghost. I dare you say it 3 times. Kingdom and Holy Ghost. Kingdom and Holy Ghost. Kingdom and Holy Ghost. Look at somebody and tell them, I got it. Kingdom and Holy Ghost. Who can mess with somebody who got the kingdom working and the Holy Ghost working? I have the kingdom on the inside of me. I have the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. Come on, girl. Y'all come on. Kingdom and Holy Ghost reign is in my life. Woo. The kingdom in me. The Holy Ghost in me. What else is it? I will stop looking on the outside for my deliverance. I'm already delivered on the inside. Why? I got the King, the kingdom, and the Holy Ghost. Woo! Living inside of me. King Jesus live on the inside of me. His kingdom is on the inside of me. The Holy Ghost is on the inside of me. God is on the inside of me.